I ain't gonna quit.
Let's quit that one.
I'm gonna quit that one.
Let's just drop that one. Did you ever know of people taking the juice from the sow's meat and then mixing that up with cornmeal? And
Yes, and there's a colored woman on our place did that.
Uh-huh. What did they call that? Do you know? You ever hear
poor
called
man.
Scrapple or scramble or something like that?
The colored woman called it poor man's pudding.
Oh,
she called
really?
It poor man's pudding.
Uh-huh.
That colored woman used to live on our place.
Now, if you'd kept your butter too long and it didn't taste right anymore, you'd say it had gotten
moldy.
And what would they call that thick, sour, lumpy milk like they have on hand for the keep around all the time?
What I fix them in a dishpan full of that curd. Curd.
Oh,
okay.
Put
curd
in the dish.
Milk?
Yeah.
Now that would be just if the milk.
Curd.
Was
you say the milk curdled.
Uh-huh.
Curdled.
Uh-huh, curdled.
If it was sour, too sour, and we couldn't use it, it curdled. Mm-hmm. And I had put the whole pan of clabber on the stove and let it come to a boil. And drain that off and put it in a sack and drain it overnight and get it ready for the juice.
Oh.
Cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese. Uh-huh.
That's what I made.
We
made
it called cottage cheese and Miss Posse. We called it smear cake.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, they called it smear cake.
Yeah, them days, yes.
They did.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I picked a many a pan for take to town to
uh-huh.
the Jew ladies.
Uh-huh. And you'd call it a smit.
Mm-hmm.
Smear?
Yeah.
Smear case.
Mm-hmm. I never heard. That's a new one on me. Now that is new one.
Well, it's the same thing. It's
but just
any
of
the
kids raised up the city.
Thing.
Me?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, more or less. Although all my relatives up in Marshall all have farms. And Mom, we came back every summer to Marshall. Mom always said she was going to move back, and she did. She never was happy till she moved back up here. And so I visited them and, you know, worked on the farm with them some. That was just in the summer. Never all year, year round. And, when I first went up there, they didn't have milking machines then. And I can remember we'd have to go out, you know, and do all that.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Get a little stool and sit down
and
bucket between my knees.
I remember that. Well, we'd have contests to see. We'd squirt each other.
Oh.
Little sticky hot milk against your leg. I remember that well. But that was another thing about milk. After, of course, they couldn't pasteurize it then or anything.
No,
but,
ma'am.
To get the impurity out, like they might put a cloth over it and then they'd have.
Well, we had what you call strainers.
Strainer,
milk strainers. Mm-hmm.
And then they'd strain the milk with that. And you know of a kind of a pie that people would make, a fruit pie, and you'd be kind of in a deep dish, and they'd have a layer of crust and then a layer of fruit. And a
strawberry shortcake.
Well, yeah, and strawberry shortcake would be one type. And then you remember the other kind, like if it was blackberry or...
Cobbler.
Yeah. And do you remember that? Now, like my aunt, she would always make something. She'd take milk and kind of thicken it up and put some sugar and stuff, and she'd pour that over. She put like sugar, maybe sometimes she put cinnamon or nutmeg sometimes in. She'd pour that over the cobbler. Did you ever hear anything?
My sister has.
What they call that? Have you ever heard of it being called dip?
No, not in my day. No, something else they called it.
What did
and
they
I forget
call it?
It?
Did they call it just sauce?
It something
maybe?
Or no, they didn't call that a cobbler, but I forget.
And
what
the
name
of it? Food that you eat in between meals, you'd call that a
snack.
And now, like talking about in the old days, of course, everybody got.